A person so divine was he who yielded to be slain, that he could give his soul away and take his life again. Live, glorious Lord, and reign on high. Let every nation sing, and angels sound with endless joy, the Savior and the King. Hymn 284. The same. Come, all harmonious tongues, your noblest music bring. 'Tis Christ, the everlasting God, and Christ the man we sing. Tell how he took our flesh to take away our guilt. Sing the dear drops of sacred blood that hellish monsters spilt. Alas, the cruel spear went deep into his side, and the rich flood of purple gore, their murderous weapons dyed. The waves of swelling grief did o'er his bosom roll, and mountains of almighty wrath lay heavy on his soul. Down to the shades of death he bowed his awful head, yet he arose to live and reign when death itself is dead. No more the bloody spear, the cross and nails, no more, for hell itself shakes at his name and all the heavens adore. There the Redeemer sits high on the Father's throne. The Father lays his vengeance by and smiles upon his Son. There his full glories shine with uncreated rays, and bless his saints and angels' eyes to everlasting days. Hymn 2:85, Sufficiency of Pardon. Why does your face, ye humble souls, those mournful colors wear? What doubts are these that waste your faith and nourish your despair? What though your numerous sins exceed the stars that fill the skies, and aiming at the eternal throne, like pointed mountains rise? What though your mighty guilt beyond the wide creation swell, and has its cursed foundations laid low as the deeps of hell? See here an endless ocean flows of never-failing grace. Behold a dying Savior's veins. The sacred flood increase. It rises high and drowns the hills. 'Tis neither shore nor bound, nor if we search to find our sins can ne'er be found. Awake, our hearts! Adore the grace that buries all our faults, and pardoning blood that swells above our follies and our thoughts. Hymn 286, Freedom from Sin and Misery in Heaven. Our sins, alas, how strong they be, and like a violent sea, they break our duty, Lord, to Thee, and hurry us away. The waves of trouble, how they rise, how loud the tempests roar, but death shall land our weary souls safe on the heavenly shore. There to fulfill His sweet commands our speedy feet shall move. No sin shall clog our winged zeal or cool our burning love. There shall we sit and sing and tell the wonders of His grace till heavenly raptures fire our hearts and smile in every face. Forever His dear sacred name shall dwell upon our tongue, and Jesus and salvation be the close of every song. Hymn 2:87, The Divine Glories Above Our Reason. How wondrous great, how glorious bright must our Creator be, who dwells amidst the dazzling light of vast infinity. Our soaring spirits upward rise toward the celestial throne. Fain would we see the Blessed Three and the Almighty One. Our reason stretches all its wings and climbs above the skies, but still how far beneath Thy feet our groveling reason lies. Lord, here we bend our humble souls and awfully adore, for the weak pinions of our mind can stretch a thought no more. Thy glories infinitely rise above our laboring tongue. In vain the highest seraph tries to form an equal song. In humble notes, our faith adores the great mysterious King, while angels strain their nobler powers and sweep the immortal string. Hymn 288, Salvation, Salvation, oh, the joyful sound, 'tis pleasure to our ears, a sovereign balm for every wound, a cordial for our fears. Buried in sorrow and in sin, at hell's dark door we lay, but we arise by grace divine to see a heavenly day. Salvation. Let the echo fly the spacious earth around, while all the armies of the sky conspire to raise the sound. Hymn 2:89, Christ's victory over Satan. Hosanna to our conquering King. The Prince of Darkness flies. His troops rush headlong down to hell like lightning from the skies. There, bound in chains, the lions roar and fright the rescued sheep, but heavy bars confine their power and malice to the deep. Hosanna to our conquering King. All hail, incarnate love. 10,000 songs and glories wait to crown thy head above. Thy victories and thy deathless fame through the wide world shall run, and everlasting ages sing the triumphs thou hast won. Hymn 290. Faith in Christ for pardon and sanctification. How sad our state by nature is, our sin how deep it stains, and Satan binds our captive minds fast in his slavish chains. But there's a voice of sovereign grace. Sounds from the sacred word, Ho, ye despairing sinners, come and trust upon the Lord. My soul obeys the almighty call and runs to this relief. I would believe thy promise, Lord, O, help my unbelief. To the dear fountain of thy blood, incarnate God, I fly. Here let me wash my spotted soul from crimes of deepest dye. Stretch out thine arm, victorious King, my reigning sins subdue, drive the old dragon from his seat with all his hellish crew. A guilty, weak, and helpless worm, on thy kind arms I fall. Be thou my strength and righteousness, my Jesus and my all. Hymn 291. The glory of Christ in heaven. O, the delights, the heavenly joys, the glories of the place where Jesus sheds the brightest beams of his o'erflowing grace. Sweet majesty and awful love sit smiling on his brow, and all the glorious ranks above at humble distance bow. Princes to his imperial name bend their bright scepters down. Dominions, thrones, and powers rejoice to see him wear the crown. Archangels sound his lofty praise through every heavenly street, and lay their highest honors down, submissive at his feet. Those soft, those blessed feet of his that once rude iron tore, high on a throne of light they stand, and all the saints adore. His head, the dear majestic head that cruel thorns did wound, see what immortal glories shine and circle it around. This is the man, the exalted man, whom we unseen adore. But when our eyes behold his face, our hearts shall love him more. Lord, how our souls are all on fire to see thy blessed abode. Our tongues rejoice in tunes of praise to our incarnate God. And whilst our faith enjoys this sight, we long to leave our clay and wish thy fiery chariots, Lord, to fetch our souls away. Hymn 292. The Church Saved and Her Enemies Disappointed. Composed the 5th of November, 1694. Shout to the Lord, and let our joys throw the whole nation run. Ye British skies, resound the noise beyond the rising sun. Thee, mighty God, our souls admire. Thee, our glad voices sing, and join with the celestial choir to praise the eternal King. Thy power the whole creation rules, and on the starry skies sits smiling at the weak designs thine envious foes devise. Thy scorn derides their feeble rage, and with an awful frown flings vast confusion on their plots and shakes their Babel down. Their secret fires in caverns lay, and we the sacrifice, but gloomy caverns strove in vain to scape all searching eyes. Their dark designs were all revealed, their treasons all betrayed. Praise to the God that broke the snare their cursed hands had laid. In vain the busy sons of hell still new rebellions try. Their souls shall pine with envious rage, and vex away and die. Almighty grace defends our land from their malicious power. Let Britain with united songs almighty grace adore. Hymn 293. God all and in all. Psalm 73, verse 25. My God, my life, my love, to thee I call. I cannot live if thou remove, for thou art all in all. Thy shining grace can cheer this dungeon where I dwell. 'Tis paradise when thou art here. If thou depart, 'tis hell. The smilings of thy face, how amiable they are. 'Tis heaven to rest in thine embrace, and nowhere else but there. To thee, and thee alone, the angels owe their bliss. They sit around thy gracious throne and dwell where Jesus is. Not all the harps above can make a heavenly place, if God his residence remove or but conceal his face. Nor earth nor all the sky can one delight afford, no, not a drop of real joy, without thy presence, Lord. Thou art the sea of love, where all my pleasures roll, the circle where my passions move and center of my soul. To thee my spirits fly with infinite desire, and yet how far from thee I lie. Dear Jesus, raise me higher. Hymn 294, God my only happiness, Psalm 73, verse 25. My God, my portion, and my love, my everlasting all, I've none but thee in heaven above, or on this earthly ball. What empty things are all the skies in this inferior clod? There's nothing here deserves my joys, there's nothing like my God. In vain the bright, the burning sun scatters his feeble light. 'Tis thy sweet beams create my noon. If thou withdraw, 'tis night. And whilst upon my restless bed, amongst the shades I roll, if my Redeemer show his head, 'tis morning with my soul. To thee we owe our wealth and friends, and health and safe abode. Thanks to thy name for meaner things, but they are not my God. How vain a toy is glittering wealth, if once compared to thee. Or what's my safety, or my health, or all my friends to me? Were I possessor of the earth, and called the stars my own, without thy graces and thyself, I were a wretch undone. Let others stretch their arms like seas, and grasp in all the shore, grant me the visits of thy face, and I desire no more. Hymn 295. Look on him whom they pierced and mourn, infinite grief, amazing woe. Behold my bleeding Lord, hell and the Jews conspired his death, and oozed the Roman sword. Oh, the sharp pangs of smarting pain my dear Redeemer bore, when knotty whips and ragged thorns his sacred body tore. But knotty whips and ragged thorns in vain do I accuse, in vain I blame the Roman bands and the more spiteful Jews. 'Twere you my sins, my cruel sins, his chief tormentors were, each of my crimes became a nail, and unbelief the spear. 'Twere you that pulled the vengeance down upon his guiltless head. Break, break my heart, O burst mine eyes, and let my sorrows bleed. Strike, mighty grace, my flinty soul, till melting waters flow, and deep repentance drown mine eyes in undissembled woe. Hymn 296. Distinguishing Love. Or Angels Punished and Men Saved. Down headlong from their native skies the rebel angels fell, and thunderbolts of flaming wrath pursued them deep to hell. Down from the top of earthly bliss rebellious man was hurled, and Jesus stooped beneath the grave to reach a sinking world. O love of infinite degree, unmeasurable grace, must heaven's eternal darling die to save a traitorous race? Must angels sink forever down and burn in quenchless fire, while God forsakes his shining throne to raise us wretches higher? Oh, for this love, let earth and skies with hallelujahs ring, and the full choir of human tongues all hallelujah sing. Hymn 297, the same. From heaven the sinning angels fell, and wrath and darkness chained them down. But man, vile man, forsook his bliss, and mercy lifts him to a crown. Amazing work of sovereign grace that could distinguish rebels so. Our guilty treasons called aloud for everlasting fetters too. To thee, almighty love, our souls, ourselves, are all we pay. Millions of tongues shall sound thy praise on the bright hills of heavenly day. Hymn 298. Hardness of heart complained of. My heart, how dreadful hard it is! How heavy here it lies, heavy and cold within my breast, just like a rock of ice. Sin, like a raging tyrant, sits upon this flinty throne, and every grace lies buried deep beneath this heart of stone. How seldom do I rise to God or taste the joys above! This mountain presses down my faith and chills my flaming love. When smiling mercy courts my soul with all its heavenly charms, this stubborn, this relentless thing would thrust it from my arms. Against the thunders of thy word, rebellious I have stood. My heart, it shakes not at the wrath and terrors of a God. Dear Savior, steep this rock of mine in thine own crimson sea. None but a bath of blood divine can melt the flint away. Hymn 299. The Book of God's Decrees. Let the whole race of creatures lie abased before their God. Whate'er his sovereign voice hath formed, he governs with a nod. 10,000 ages ere the skies were into motion brought, all the long years and worlds to come stood present to his thought. There's not a sparrow or a worm but's found in his decrees. He raises monarchs to their thrones and sinks them as he please. If light attends the course I run, 'tis he provides those rays, and 'tis his hand that hides my sun if darkness cloud my days. Yet I would not be much concerned, nor vainly long to see the volume of his deep decrees, what months are writ for me. When he reveals the book of life, oh, may I read my name amongst the chosen of his love, the followers of the Lamb. Hymn 200. The presence of Christ is the life of my soul. How full of anguish is the thought, how it distracts and tears my heart, if God at last, my sovereign judge, should frown and bid my soul depart. Lord, when I quit this earthly stage, where shall I fly but to thy breast? For I have sought no other home, for I have learned no other rest. I cannot live contented here without some glimpses of thy face, and heaven without thy presence, there would be a dark and tiresome place. When earthly cares engross the day and hold my thoughts aside from thee, the shining hours of cheerful light are long and tedious years to me. And if no evening visits paid between my Savior and my soul, how dull the night, how sad the shade, how mournfully the minutes roll. This flesh of mine might learn as soon to live, yet part with all my blood, to breathe when vital air's gone, or thrive and grow without my food. Christ is my light, my life, my care, my blessed hope, my heavenly prize, dearer than all my passions are, my limbs, my bowels, or my eyes. The strings that twine about my heart, tortures and racks may tear them off, but they can never, never part with their dear hold of Christ, my love. My God, and can an humble child that loves thee with a flame so high be ever from thy face exiled without the pity of thine eye? Zero impossible, for thine own hands have tied my heart so fast to thee, and in thy book the promise stands that where thou art, thy friends must be. Hymn 2101. The world's three great temptations. When in the light of faith divine we look on things below, honor and gold and sensual joy, how vain and dangerous too. Honor's a puff of noisy breath, yet men expose their blood and venture everlasting death to gain that airy good. Whilst others starve the nobler mind and feed on shining dust, they rob the serpent of his food to indulge a sordid lust. The pleasures that allure our sense are dangerous snares to souls. There's but a drop of flattering sweet and dashed with bitter bowls. God is mine all-sufficient good, my portion and my choice. In him my vast desires are filled, and all my powers rejoice. In vain the world accosts my ear and tempts my heart anew. I cannot buy your bliss so dear, nor part with heaven for you. Hymn 2:102. A happy resurrection. No, I'll repine at death no more, but with a cheerful gasp, resigned to the cold dungeon of the grave, these dying, withering limbs of mine. Let worms devour my wasting flesh and crumble all my bones to dust. My God shall raise my frame anew at the revival of the just. Break, sacred morning, throw the skies, bring that delightful, dreadful day. Cut short the hours, dear Lord, and come, thy lingering wheels, how long they stay. Our weary spirits faint to see the light of thy returning face and hear the language of those lips where God has shed his richest grace. Haste then upon the wings of love, rouse all the pious sleeping clay, that we may join in heavenly joys and sing the triumph of the day. Hymn 2:103. Christ's Commission, John 3, verses 16 and 17. Come, happy souls, approach your God with new melodious songs. Come, render to Almighty grace the tribute of your tongues. So strange, so boundless was the love that pitied dying men, the Father sent his equal Son to give them life again. Thy hands, dear Jesus, were not armed with a revenging rod, no hard commission to perform the vengeance of a God. But all was mercy, all was mild, and wrath forsook the throne when Christ on the kind errand came and brought salvation down. Here, sinners, you may heal your wounds and wipe your sorrows dry. Trust in the mighty Savior's name, and you shall never die. See, dearest Lord, our willing souls, accept thine offered grace. We bless the great Redeemer's love and give the Father praise. Hymn 2104. The same. Raise your triumphant songs to an immortal tune. Let the wide earth resound the deed celestial grace has done. Sing how eternal love its chief beloved chose, and bid him raise our wretched race from their abyss of woes. His hand no thunder bears, nor terror clothes his brow, no bolts to drive our guilty souls to fiercer flames below. 'Twas mercy filled the throne, and wrath stood silent by, when Christ was sent with pardons down to rebels doomed to die. Now, sinners, dry your tears, let hopeless sorrow cease, bow to the scepter of his love and take the offered peace. Lord, we obey thy call. We lay an humble claim to the salvation thou hast brought, and love and praise thy name. Hymn 2105, repentance flowing from the patience of God. And are we wretches yet alive? And do we yet rebel? 'Tis boundless, 'tis amazing love that bears us up from hell. The burden of our weighty guilt would sink us down to flames, and threatening vengeance rolls above to crush our feeble frames. Almighty goodness cries, forbear, and straight the thunder stays, and dare we now provoke his wrath and weary out his grace? Lord, we have long abused thy love, too long indulged our sin, our aching hearts e'en bleed to see what rebels we have been. No more, ye lusts, shall ye command, no more will we obey. Stretch out, O God, thy conquering hand, and drive thy foes away. Hymn 2:106, repentance at the cross. Oh, if my soul was formed for woe, how would I vent my sighs? Repentance should like rivers flow from both my streaming eyes. 'Twas for my sins, my dearest Lord, hung on the cursed tree, and groaned away a dying life, for thee, my soul, for thee. Oh, how I hate those lusts of mine that crucified my God, those sins that pierced and nailed his flesh fast to the fatal wood. Yes, my Redeemer, they shall die. My heart has so decreed, nor will I spare the guilty things that made my Savior bleed. Whilst with a melting broken heart my murdered Lord I view, I'll raise revenge against my sins and slay the murderers too. Hymn 2107. The everlasting absence of God, intolerable. That awful day will surely come, the appointed hour makes haste, when I must stand before my judge and pass the solemn test. Thou lovely chief of all my joys, thou sovereign of my heart, how could I bear to hear thy voice pronounce the sound, depart? The thunder of that dismal word would so torment my ear, 'twould tear my soul asunder, Lord, with most tormenting fear. What, to be banished from my life, and yet forbid to die, to linger in eternal pain, yet death forever fly? O wretched state of deep despair, to see my God remove and fix my doleful station where I must not taste his love. Jesus, I throw my arms around and hang upon thy breast. Without a gracious smile from thee, my spirit cannot rest. O tell me that my worthless name is graven on thy hands. Show me some promise in thy book where my salvation stands. Give me one kind assuring word to sink my fears again, and cheerfully my soul shall wait her 70 years and 10. Hymn 2108. Access to the throne of grace by a mediator. Come, let us lift our joyful eyes up to the courts above, and smile to see our Father there upon a throne of love. Once 'twas a seat of dreadful wrath, and shot devouring flame. Our God appeared consuming fire, and vengeance was his name. Rich were the drops of Jesus' blood that calmed his frowning face, that sprinkled o'er the burning throne and turned the wrath to grace. Now we may bow before his feet and venture near the Lord. No fiery cherub guards his seat, nor double flaming sword. The peaceful gates of heavenly bliss are opened by the sun. High let us raise our notes of praise and reach the almighty throne. To thee 10,000 thanks we bring, great advocate on high, and glory to the eternal King that lays his fury by. Hymn 2:109. The Darkness of Providence. Lord, we adore thy vast designs, the obscure abyss of providence, too deep to sound with mortal lines, too dark to view with feeble sense. Now thou arrayst thine awful face in angry frowns without a smile. We through the cloud believe thy grace, secure of thy compassion still. Through seas and storms of deep distress, we sail by faith and not by sight. Faith guides us in the wilderness, through all the briars and the night. Dear Father, if thy lifted rod resolve to scourge us here below, still we must lean upon our God, thine arm shall bear us safely through. Hymn 2:110. Triumph over death in hope of the resurrection. And must this body die? This mortal frame decay? And must these active limbs of mine lie moldering in the clay? Corruption, earth, and worms shall but refine this flesh, till my triumphant spirit comes to put it on afresh. God, my Redeemer, lives, and often from the skies looks down and watches all my dust, till he shall bid it rise. Arrayed in glorious grace shall these vile bodies shine, and every shape and every face look heavenly and divine. These lively hopes we owe to Jesus' dying love. We would adore his grace below and sing his power above. Dear Lord, accept the praise of these our humble songs, till tunes of nobler sound we raise with our immortal tongues. Hymn 2:111. Thanksgiving for victory, or God's dominion and our deliverance. Zion rejoice, and Judah sing. The Lord assumes his throne. Let Britain own the heavenly King and make his glories known. The great, the wicked, and the proud from their high seats are hurled. Jehovah rides upon a cloud and thunders through the world. He reigns upon the eternal hills, distributes mortal crowns. Empires are fixed beneath his smiles and totter at his frowns. Navies that rule the ocean wide are vanquished by his breath, and legions armed with power and pride descend to watery death. Let tyrants make no more pretense to vex our happy land. Jehovah's name is our defense. Our buckler is his hand. Long may the King, our sovereign, live to rule us by his word, and all the honors he can give be offered to the Lord. Hymn 2:112. Angels ministering to Christ and saints. Great God, to what a glorious height hast thou advanced the Lord thy Son. Angels in all their robes of light are made the servants of his throne. Before his feet their armies wait, and swift as flames of fire they move to manage his affairs of state in works of vengeance or of love. His orders run through all their hosts. Legions descend at his command to shield and guard the British coasts when foreign rage invades our land. Now they are sent to guide our feet up to the gates of thine abode, throw all the dangers that we meet in traveling the heavenly road. Lord, when I leave this mortal ground, and thou shalt bid me rise and come, send a beloved angel down, safe to conduct my spirit home. Hymn 2:113. The same. The majesty of Solomon. How glorious to behold the servants waiting round his throne, the ivory and the gold. But mighty God, thy palace shines with far superior beams. Thine angel guards are swift as winds. Thy ministers are flames. Soon as thine only son had made his entrance on this earth, a shining army downward fled to celebrate his birth. And when oppressed with pains and fears, on the cold ground he lies, behold, a heavenly form appears to lay his agonies. Now to the hands of Christ our King are all their legions given. They wait upon his saints and bring his chosen heirs to heaven. Pleasure and praise run through their host to see a sinner turn. Then Satan has a captive lost and Christ a subject born. But there's an hour of brighter joy when he his angel sends obstinate rebels to destroy and gather in his friends. Oh, could I say without a doubt, there shall my soul be found, then let the great archangel shout and the last trumpet sound. Hymn 2114. Christ's death, victory, and dominion. I sing my Savior's wondrous death. He conquered when he fell. 'Tis finished, said his dying breath, and shook the gates of hell. 'Tis finished, our Emmanuel cries. The dreadful work is done. Hence shall his sovereign throne arise. His kingdom is begun. His cross a sure foundation laid for glory and renown, when through the regions of the dead he passed to reach the crown. Exalted at his Father's side sits our victorious Lord. To heaven and hell his hands divide, the vengeance or reward. The saints from his propitious eye await their several crowns, and all the sons of darkness fly the terror of his frowns. Hymn 2115, God the Avenger of his saints, or his kingdom. High as the heavens above the ground reigns the Creator God, wide as the whole creation's bound extends his awful rod. Let princes of exalted state to him ascribe their crown, render their homage at his feet, and cast their glories down. Know that his kingdom is supreme. Your lofty thoughts are vain. He calls you gods, that awful name, but ye must die like men. Then let the sovereigns of the globe not dare to vex the just. He puts on vengeance like a robe and treads the worms to dust. Ye judges of the earth, be wise and think on heaven with fear. The meanest saint that you despise has an avenger there. Hymn 2116, Mercies and Thanks. How can I sink with such a prop as my eternal God, who bears the earth's huge pillars up and spreads the heavens abroad? How can I die while Jesus lives, who rose and left the dead? Pardon and grace my soul receives from mine exalted head. All that I am and all I have shall be forever thine. Whate'er my duty bids me give, my cheerful hands resign. Yet if I might make some reserve, and duty did not call, I love my God with zeal so great that I should give him all. Hymn 2117, Living and Dying with God Present. I cannot bear thine absence, Lord. My life expires if thou depart. Be thou my heart still near my God, and thou my God be near my heart. I was not born for earth and sin, nor can I live on things so vile. Yet I would stay my Father's time, and hope and wait for heaven a while. Then, dearest Lord, in thine embrace let me resign my fleeting breath, and with a smile upon my face pass the important hour of death. Hymn 2118, The Priesthood of Christ. Blood has a voice to pierce the skies. Revenge, the blood of Abel cries. But the dear stream when Christ was slain speaks peace as loud from every vein. Pardon and peace from God on high. Behold, he lays his vengeance by, and rebels that deserved his sword become the favorites of the Lord. To Jesus let our praises rise, who gave his life a sacrifice. Now he appears before his God, and for our pardon pleads his blood. Hymn 2119, The Holy Scriptures. Laden with guilt and full of fears, I fly to thee, my Lord, and not a glimpse of hope appears, but in thy written word. The volume of my Father's grace does all my griefs assuage. Here I behold my Savior's face almost in every page. This is the field where hidden lies the pearl of price unknown. That merchant is divinely wise who makes the pearl his own. Here consecrated water flows to quench my thirst of sin. Here the fair tree of knowledge grows, nor danger dwells therein. This is the judge that ends the strife where wit and reason fail. My guide to everlasting life through all this gloomy veil. Oh, may thy counsels, mighty God, my roving feet command, nor I forsake the happy road that leads to thy right hand. Hymn 2:120. The law and gospel joined in scripture. The Lord declares his will and keeps the world in awe. Amidst the smoke on Sinai's hill breaks out his fiery law. The Lord reveals his face and, smiling from above, sends down the gospel of his grace, the epistles of his love. These sacred words impart our Maker's just commands, the pity of His melting heart and vengeance of His hands. Hence we awake our fear, we draw our comfort hence, the arms of grace are treasured here, and armor of defense. We learn Christ crucified, and here behold His blood. All arts and knowledges beside will do us little good. We read the heavenly word, we take the offered grace, obey the statutes of the Lord and trust His promises. In vain shall Satan rage against a book divine, where wrath and lightning guard the page, where beams of mercy shine. Hymn 2:121. The law and gospel distinguished. The law commands and makes us know what duties to our God we owe. But 'tis the gospel must reveal where lies our strength to do His will. The law discovers guilt and sin and shows how vile our hearts have been. Only the gospel can express forgiving love and cleansing grace. What curses doth the law denounce against the man that fails but once? But in the gospel, Christ appears, pardoning the guilt of numerous years. My soul, no more attempt to draw thy life and comfort from the law. Fly to the hope the gospel gives. The man that trusts the promise lives. Hymn 2:122. Retirement and Meditation. My God, permit me not to be a stranger to myself in thee. Amidst a thousand thoughts I rove forgetful of my highest love. Why should my passions mix with earth, and thus debase my heavenly birth? Why should I cleave to things below, and let my God, my Savior, go? Call me away from flesh and sense, one sovereign word can draw me thence. I would obey the voice divine, and all inferior joys resign. Be earth with all her scenes withdrawn, let noise and vanity be gone. In secret silence of the mind, my heaven, and there my God I find. Hymn 2:123. The benefit of public ordinances. Away from every mortal care, away from earth our souls retreat. We leave this worthless world afar, and wait and worship near thy seat. Lord, in the temple of thy grace, we see thy feet and we adore. We gaze upon thy lovely face, and learn the wonders of thy power. While here our various wants we mourn, united groans ascend on high, and prayer bears a quick return of blessings in variety. If Satan rage and sin grow strong, here we receive some cheering word. We gird the gospel armor on to fight the battles of the Lord. Or if our spirit faints and dies, our conscience galled with inward stings, here doth the righteous sun arise with healing beams beneath his wings. Father, my soul would still abide within thy temple, near thy side. But if my feet must hence depart, still keep thy dwelling in my heart. Hymn 2:124. Moses, Aaron, and Joshua. 'Tis not the law of 10 commands on holy Sinai given, or sent to men by Moses' hands, can bring us safe to heaven. 'Tis not the blood which Aaron spilt, nor smoke of sweetest smell, can buy a pardon for our guilt, or save our souls from hell. Aaron the priest resigns his breath at God's immediate will, and in the desert yields to death upon the appointed hill. And thus, on Jordan's yonder side, the tribes of Israel stand, while Moses bowed his head and died short of the promised land. Israel, rejoice, now Joshua leads, he'll bring your tribes to rest, so far the Savior's name exceeds the ruler and the priest. Joshua, the same with Jesus, and signifies a Savior. Hymn 2:125. Faith and repentance, unbelief and impenitence. Life and immortal joys are given to those that mourn the sins they've done, children of wrath made heirs of heaven by faith in God's eternal Son. Woe to the wretch that never felt the inward pangs of pious grief, but adds to all his crying guilt the stubborn sin of unbelief. The law condemns the rebel dead, under the wrath of God he lies. He seals the curse on his own head, and with a double vengeance dies. Hymn 2:126. God glorified in the gospel. The Lord, descending from above, invites his children near, while power and truth and boundless love display their glories here. Here in thy gospel's wondrous frame, fresh wisdom we pursue. 1,000 angels learn thy name beyond whate'er they knew. Thy name is writ in fairest lines, thy wonders here we trace. Wisdom through all the mystery shines, and shines in Jesus' face. The law its best obedience owes to our incarnate God, and thy revenging justice shows its honors in his blood. But still, the luster of thy grace, our warmer thoughts employs, gilds the whole scene with brighter rays, and more exalts our joys. Hymn 2:127, Circumcision and Baptism, written only for those who practice infant baptism. Thus did the sons of Abram pass under the bloody seal of grace. The young disciples bore the yoke, till Christ the painful bondage broke. By milder ways doth Jesus prove his Father's covenant and his love. He seals to saints his glorious grace, and not forbids their infant race. Their seed is sprinkled with his blood, their children set apart for God, his Spirit on their offspring shed, like water poured upon the head. Let every saint with cheerful voice in this large covenant rejoice. Young children in their early days shall give the God of Abram praise. Hymn 2:128, Corrupt Nature from Adam. Blessed with the joy of innocence, Adam, our father, stood, till he debased his soul to sense, and ate the unlawful food. Now we are born a sensual race, to sinful joys inclined. Reason has lost its native place, and flesh enslaves the mind. While flesh and sense and passion reigns, sin is the sweetest good. We fancy music in our chains, and so forget the load. Great God, renew our ruined frame. Our broken powers restore, inspire us with a heavenly flame, and flesh shall reign no more. Eternal Spirit, write thy law upon our inward parts, and let the second Adam draw his image on our hearts. Hymn 2:129. We walk by faith, not by sight. 'Tis by the faith of joys to come we walk through deserts dark as night, till we arrive at heaven our home. Faith is our guide, and faith our light. The want of sight she well supplies, she makes the pearly gates appear. Far into distant worlds she pries, and brings eternal glories near. Cheerful we tread the desert through, while faith inspires a heavenly ray, though lions roar, and tempests blow, and rocks and dangers fill the way. So Abram, by divine command, left his own house to walk with God. His faith beheld the promised land and furred his zeal along the road. Hymn 2:130. The New Creation. Attend while God's exalted Son doth his own glory show. Behold, I sit upon my throne creating all things new. Nature and sin are passed away, and the old Adam dies. My hands a new foundation lay. See the new world arise. I'll be a son of righteousness to the new heavens I make. None but the newborn heirs of grace my glories shall partake. Mighty Redeemer, set me free from my old state of sin. O, make my soul alive to thee, create new powers within. Renew mine eyes, and form mine ears, and mold my heart afresh. Give me new passions, joys, and fears, and turn the stone to flesh. Far from the regions of the dead, from sin and earth and hell, in the new world that grace has made, I would forever dwell. Hymn 2:131. The Excellency of the Christian Religion. Let everlasting glories crown thy head, my Savior and my Lord. Thy hands have brought salvation down, and writ the blessings in thy word. What if we trace the globe around, and search from Britain to Japan? There shall be no religion found, so just to God, so safe for man. In vain the trembling conscience seeks some solid ground to rest upon. With long despair the spirit breaks, till we apply to Christ alone. How well thy blessed truths agree, how wise and holy thy commands, thy promises how firm they be, how firm our hope and comfort stands. Not the feigned fields of heathenish bliss could raise such pleasures in the mind, nor does the Turkish paradise pretend to joys so well refined. Should all the forms that men devise assault my faith with treacherous art, I'd call them vanity and lies, and bind the gospel to my heart. Hymn 2:132. The offices of Christ, We bless the prophet of the Lord that comes with truth and grace. Jesus, thy Spirit and thy word shall lead us in thy ways. We reverence our high priest above, who offered up his blood and lives to carry on his love by pleading with our God. We honor our exalted King. How sweet are his commands! He guards our souls from hell and sin by his almighty hands. Hosanna to his glorious name, who saves by different ways. His mercies lay a sovereign claim to our immortal praise. Hymn 2, 133. The Operations of the Holy Spirit. Eternal Spirit, we confess and sing the wonders of thy grace. Thy power conveys our blessings down from God the Father and the Son. Enlightened by thine heavenly ray, our shades and darkness turn to day. Thine inward teachings make us know our danger and our refuge too. Thy power and glory works within, and breaks the chains of reigning sin, doth our imperious lusts subdue, and forms our wretched hearts anew. The troubled conscience knows thy voice, thy cheering words awake our joys, thy words allay the stormy wind, and calm the surges of the mind. Hymn 2:134. Circumcision abolished. The promise was divinely free. Extensive was the grace. I will the God of Abram be, and of his numerous race, he said, and with a bloody seal confirmed the words he spoke. Long did the sons of Abram feel the sharp and painful yoke, till God's own Son, descending low, gave his own flesh to bleed, and Gentiles taste the blessing now from the hard bondage freed. The God of Abram claims our praise, his promises endure, and Christ the Lord in gentler ways makes the salvation sure. Hymn 2:135. Types and prophecies of Christ. Behold the woman's promised seed. Behold the great Messiah come. Behold the prophets all agreed to give him the superior room. Abram the saint rejoiced of old, when visions of the Lord he saw. Moses the man of God foretold, this great fulfiller of his law. The types bore witness to his name, obtained their chief design, and ceased. The incense and the bleeding lamb, the ark, the altar, and the priest. Predictions in abundance meet to join their blessings on his head. Jesus, we worship at thy feet, and nations own the promised seed. Hymn 2:136, Miracles at the Birth of Christ. The King of Glory sends his Son to make his entrance on this earth. Behold, the midnight bright as noon, and heavenly hosts declare his birth. About the young Redeemer's head, what wonders and what glories meet. An unknown star arose and led the eastern sages to his feet. Simeon and Anna both conspire the infant Savior to proclaim. Inward they felt the sacred fire and blessed the babe and owned his name. Let Jews and Greeks blaspheme aloud and treat the holy child with scorn. Our souls adore the eternal God who condescended to be born. Hymn 2:137. Miracles in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Behold the blind their sight receive. Behold the dead awake and live. The dumb speak wonders, and the lame leap like the hart, and bless his name. Thus doth the eternal Spirit own and seal the mission of the Son. The Father vindicates his cause while he hangs bleeding on the cross. He dies. The heavens in mourning stood. He rises and appears a God. Behold the Lord ascending high, no more to bleed, no more to die. Hence, and forever from my heart, I bid my doubts and fears depart, and to those hands my soul resign, which bear credentials so divine. Hymn 2:138, The Power of the Gospel. This is the word of truth and love, sent to the nations from above. Jehovah here resolves to show what his almighty grace can do. This remedy did wisdom find to heal diseases of the mind. This sovereign balm, whose virtues can restore the ruined creature man. The gospel bids the dead revive, sinners obey the voice and live, dry bones are raised and clothed afresh, and hearts of stone are turned to flesh. Where Satan reigned in shades of night, the gospel strikes a heavenly light, our lusts its wondrous power controls, and calms the rage of angry souls. lions and beasts of savage name, put on the nature of the lamb. Whilst the wild world esteems it, strange gaze and admire and hate the change. May but this grace my soul renew, let sinners gaze and hate me too. The word that saves me does engage a sure defense from all their rage. Hymn 2, colon 139, the example of Christ. My dear Redeemer and my Lord, I read my duty in thy word, but in thy life the law appears drawn out in living characters. Such was thy truth, and such thy zeal, such deference to thy Father's will, such love and meekness so divine, I would transcribe and make them mine. Cold mountains and the midnight air witnessed the fervor of thy prayer. The desert thy temptations knew, thy conflict and thy victory too. Be thou my pattern, make me bear more of thy gracious image here, then God the Judge shall own my name amongst the followers of the Lamb. Hymn 2:140. The example of Christ and the saints. Give me the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above, how great their joys, how bright their glories be. Once they were mourning here below and wet their couch with tears, they wrestled hard as we do now with sins and doubts and fears. I ask them whence their victory came. They, with united breath, ascribed their conquest to the Lamb, their triumph to his death. They marked the footsteps that he trod. His zeal inspired their breast, and following their incarnate God, possess the promised rest. Our glorious leader claims our praise for his own pattern given, while the long cloud of witnesses show the same path to heaven. Hymn 2:141. Faith assisted by sense, or preaching, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. My Savior God, my Sovereign Prince, reigns far above the skies, but brings his graces down to sense and helps my faith to rise. My eyes and ears shall bless his name. They read and hear his word. My touch and taste shall do the same when they receive the Lord. Baptismal water is designed to seal his cleansing grace. While at his feast of bread and wine, he gives his saints a place. But not the waters of a flood can make my flesh so clean, as by his Spirit and his blood he'll wash my soul from sin. Not choicest meats or noblest wines, so much my heart refresh, as when my faith goes through the signs and feeds upon his flesh. I love the Lord that stoops so low to give his word a seal, but the rich grace his hands bestow exceeds the figures still. Hymn 2:142. Faith in Christ our sacrifice. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain, but Christ the heavenly Lamb takes all our sins away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My faith would lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. My soul looks back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on the cursed tree, and hopes her guilt was there. Believing we rejoice to see the curse remove, we bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing his bleeding love. Hymn 2:143. Flesh and Spirit. What different powers of grace and sin attend our mortal state. I hate the thoughts that work within, and do the works I hate. Now I complain and groan and die, while sin and Satan reign. Now raise my songs of triumph high, for grace prevails again. So darkness struggles with the light till perfect day arise. Water and fire maintain the fight until the weaker dies. Thus will the flesh and spirit strive, and vex and break my peace, but I shall quit this mortal life, and sin forever cease. Hymn 2:144. The effusion of the Spirit, or the success of the gospel. Great was the day, the joy was great, when the divine disciples met, whilst on their heads the Spirit came, and sat like tongues of cloven flame. What gifts, what miracles he gave, and power to kill and power to save, furnished their tongues with wondrous words instead of shields and spears and swords. Thus armed, he sent the champions forth from east to west, from south to north. Go and assert your Savior's cause. Go spread the mystery of his cross. These weapons of the holy war, of what almighty force they are to make our stubborn passions bow and lay the proudest rebel low. Nations, the learned and the rude, are by these heavenly arms subdued, while Satan rages at his loss and hates the doctrine of the cross. Great King of grace, my heart subdue, I would be led in triumph too, a willing captive to my Lord, and sing the victories of his word. Hymn 2145. Sight through a glass, and face to face. I love the windows of thy grace, through which my Lord is seen, and long to meet my Savior's face without a glass between. Oh, that the happy hour were come to change my faith to sight. I shall behold my Lord at home in a diviner light. Haste, my beloved, and remove these interposing days. Then shall my passions all be love, and all my powers be praise. Hymn 2146, The Vanity of Creatures, or No Rest on Earth. Man has a soul of vast desires. He burns within with restless fires. Tossed to and fro, his passions fly from vanity to vanity. In vain on earth we hope to find some solid good to fill the mind. We try new pleasures, but we feel the inward thirst and torment still.